my subject matter has changed and my reporting has changed, I think, since I got sober and since I kind of, I guess, both saw the barriers to sobriety and to recovery for people with, you know, fewer resources than I had, and also kind of recognized my immense privilege. You know, I have health insurance. I've never gone without health insurance in my entire life. Now, I didn't pay for, you know, for all of my medical treatment, because one of the things that happened to me was I was in emergency rooms all the time and just constantly. And so I had tons and tons, I mean, tens of thousands of dollars in medical debt. But I mean, the thing is, I was able to pay that back because I, you know, I'm a professional, I got a job, you know, just all the things that you're able to do. So when I talk to people now who are, you know, homeless or unstably housed, or who represent those folks in court, for example, I mean, I think I come from a bias of empathy for those folks, because I know that they're struggling with things that, like, my readers in general are not going to be familiar with or understand. And so my job is to sort of translate, like, okay, imagine that you had, you know, a crippling disease in your life, and, you know, and how hard that would be. And it doesn't have to be addiction. But, you know, but just imagine that you had this incredibly expensive, you know, life impacting disease. And then, like, imagine that you didn't have any of the resources that you have, and you're right, living on it in a tent in Seattle, where there's, I mean, there's so many tents here, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. You know, there's 12,000 homeless people, unsheltered homeless people. And so, you know, imagine you're in that scenario. And so I try to start from a perspective of, you know, people behave badly and people do things for reasons. And a lot of times those reasons have to do with mental illness or addiction. And you know, instead of condemning them, we should start by looking at what the reasons are.
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit, presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It, a new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.